Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. This Saturday, Rampage Wrestling here in Lubbock has their next big event, and we're super, super excited to have their defending tag team, one of the defending tag team champions here. You'll see him at Slow Burn this weekend. We have Tony Hurst. Tony, how are you doing today, sir?
Very good, Lance. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, we love it. It's been a great week. We've taught some great video games. We've taught some great movies.
Some bad ones.
Yeah. We did talk Napoleon Dynamite, so yeah.
off mic.
It's been fun. Today's no different. It's comic book day here on the show, so.
Yay.
We were talking. Now, wrestling and comics, I feel, have a very interesting dynamic. Much like film, wrestling doesn't translate well to comics, but they're kind of telling the same story. You know, when you look at the wrestling and comics, I feel like they are the American fables as far as, you know, crafted here in the good old US of A. The stories of good versus evil and everything. You know, and you have your Captain Americas and your Hulk Hogan's and all these people that are heroes. And then your villains too, whoever they may be. And I think that they, while they may not mix well, I think they complement each other very well.
Yes, that's a very good assumption.
That's what, like, six beers will get you, is good assumption.
Assumption. Consumption.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the greatest stories in the world, you know? Good versus evil. And good going through trials and tribulations to get to the ultimate goal, and that's to win and put away the bad guy, the villain, the person that's inflicting pain upon these people, yeah? Mm. That's one of the greatest things about wrestling. When I find myself in that situation, trying to fight out of a fight, I rely on them people to tell me that they're behind me and they support me and they want me to win, and it gives me great energy to overcome those. And I think that reads well in comic books. So, you know, it's still a great story.
Yeah, it's, and when you look at that, you know, you have, in comics you have very clear cut, well, not so much anymore, they've kind of bled over, and that's the thing in wrestling is, it's not clear cut, oh, this is a hero, this is a villain, you know, sometimes there is, but you still have, okay, he's the hero, but you know, he hit that dude with a chair, and the lines, I don't want to say the lines are blurred, the lines are more realistic in wrestling, you know, where it's like, hey, you do what you need to do to be good, to win the fight and win the match and save the day, you know, it happens. And in comics, they, again, that's something I feel like translates better in wrestling than comics, because if you were to have Captain America take a cheap shot with a shield, you'd be like, that's not Captain America.
But on the other hand, you read it and you see it, and he does take cheap shots, you know, to get the upper hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do desperate things, and that's one way to win something.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes, and I forgot who said it, one of my favorite quotes about comics is, the good guy has to win every day, the bad guy only has to win one day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of paraphrasing, but in your sport, in your profession, the bad guy wins. Like, and it makes for an interesting story because then all of a sudden the hero is the underdog. The hero is the guy that's got to topple this big bad. And that's one thing I like about wrestling is the bad guys win sometimes. And that's not something you see in any other medium, I feel like.
That's the beauty of professional wrestling. You never know what you're going to get. So professional wrestling kind of skews from the whole typical good guy always wins. Because you have to have, you know, that drawback to the fight.
Yeah.
Because not everyone wins all the time.
Right.
Right. Anybody that's ever been in a fight, not everybody wins.
Yeah.
There's always got to be a loser. And you just try and get there, and sometimes it just calls for desperate measures.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that is something that in professional wrestling, you know, when the bad guy wins, because, you know, when you in comics, when the bad guy wins, lots of people die. Like, bad things happen.
Bad things do happen. And
in your sport, if the bad guy wins, hopefully nobody, like, hopefully there's not a genocide or anything, but, you know, and so it does make in comics, it makes for a, oh my gosh, it makes for a humbling moment, but in professional wrestling, when the bad guy wins, the heel, to use proper terms, I think it invests people more in the fact that I hate this guy more now because he won. He's got the belt. He's making the calls. And I'm going to root for the good guy more now. Like, I think it has the opposite effect that it would in comics because you become more vested and you root more for the good guy because you don't want the bad. I mean, most people don't want the bad guy. I know people. I may or may not have a kid that roots for the bad guys, but you know, you want the good guys to win, and so you root for them more. Like I said earlier, when they're the underdog, and I think that's just something that's really impressive and really true to your sport. What do you think as far as, you know, bad guys winning? How that, you know, when that happens, how does that affect you and your mentality and your fans' mentality?
I think it's just another challenge that you have to work towards and another goal to set to restart your focus, refocus on doing the task at hand, and that's to pin your opponent and ultimately get the win. So in comics, you gotta have that continuation. Some matches are too difficult to overcome because there's stipulations that only favor the bad guy, you know, because there are bad people that want to do bad things.
Yeah. It's real interesting. In comics, I think the best example of wrestling in comics has got to be Spider-Man's origin. You know, he got his powers and he thought he'd turn a quick buck as a professional wrestler, and his the promoter or manager, or I don't know if we, depending on the story, it's a different position, kind of cheating him out of some money, and he got robbed, and Peter Parker didn't stop him, and that guy would go on to kill his Uncle Ben.
Right.
That, you know, so earlier we mentioned how wrestling and comics don't play nice, but that is one of the most prolific origin stories. That's something outside of Batman. Spider-Man's origin is probably the best known out there.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at that, how knowing that you're part of something that is part of something that is awesome, you know, that's, I think it's a nice little kind of tip of the hat of, hey, they don't always cross paths, but when it works beautifully.
It does. When you get two individuals in a ring that are determined to have the same goal, you get a good versus evil, you know? And I think that the story of the good guy having something bad happen to him to make him readjust, refocus, and focus on a different goal, and Spider-Man ultimately, he has his trials and tribulations of having that opportunity to show that he can win.
I'm gonna, yesterday, after you, a curveball question at the end, I'm gonna do the same thing now. And
bring it on.
That's what we do. If you could step in a ring with any, it's a two-part question, any superhero and any supervillain, and you know, no powers.
Straight skill, huh?
Mm-hmm. Who would you like to fight?
I would take a hit or two from the Thing. I think it'd be cool to wrestle a rock.
Yeah. that's a double rock. Entendre there. That's
an actual rock. And a villain. Oh man. I've battled a very good villain in Eric Grayson. That's for sure. I'd wrestle Eric Grayson again.
There you go. Psych, we have one last final super surprise question.
Bring it on.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
You know, you hear the I don't I guess the ability to lift anything out of pickup.
Pretty much. That would be good.
Super strength.
Yeah. That would come in handy.
That'd be very handy in the professional wrestling business.
You wouldn't have to worry about it. Yeah. Heaviest thing I lift is 12 ounces. So that's what we have going. Yep. That's what we do here. So awesome. Well, again, Mr. Hurst, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me again. These few conversations have been very well with you, sir.
It's been a lot of fun. And tomorrow you're learning where he comes from and why he's on the show. But if our good listeners out there want to find you on the internet, where do they need to look?
First place is the easiest is Facebook. Just search for Tony Hurst and send me a friend request. And then my Instagram is WorkingClassHammer_. And my Twitter is at HammerHurst.
And you do that Snapchat thing too, right?
Just search Hammer and you should see my ugly mug.
Although the way I understand Snapchat, like just searching for Hammer may not... I don't know. Or no, that's Tinder. I don't know how that works.
I'm definitely not on Tinder.
Well, awesome. If you wanna find me, just look for the Night Nerd out there, Facebook, Instagram, all those things, Twitter. I almost said Tinder, and I was like, no, that's not right at all. Wednesdays are rough around here. We're also on YouTube. Just look for the Night Nerd. You may have to scroll a little bit because you need to follow us. If you find us out there, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. Follow us. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, everything. Leave us good reviews. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. I love hearing from everybody. That's going to be it for us today. I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Come heavy or don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Come heavy or don't come at all.